Now we turn to a Beat special report on a potential Trump scandal hiding in plain sight. The government has been shut down for 31 days, but there's mounting evidence that President Trump's workday has been shut down far longer. Stretches of time when he avoids doing most of the work of the presidency. What you're about to see is actually central to this era and how Trump approaches this job. We're seeing a new low in presidential work ethic in contrast to recent presidents who kept far busier schedules.
It's a hard job. It's difficult.
You know, nothing truly prepares you for the demands of the Oval Office. Until you've sat at that desk, you don't know what it's like to manage a global crisis.
It's now clear Trump was not prepared for the demands. As a candidate, he pledged hard work, stamina, and no more golf.
I love golf, but if I were in the White House, I don't think I'd ever see Turnberry again. I just want to stay in the White House and work my ass off.
To be president of this country, you need tremendous stamina. You have so many different things you have to be able to do, and I don't believe that Hillary has the stamina.
If you don't have the stamina, if you don't have the whatever that is that you have to have, the country's in trouble.
Tonight we can report Trump is failing his own stamina standard in at least three ways. First, he comes in late and golfs a ton. Second, when he does arrive, he spends a lot of time watching TV instead of working. And third, he's failed to choose many key appointees. Take a look at Trump's official schedule here. He hasn't shown up for a single meeting before 10:45 a.m. all month. And several other days, the very first item on Trump's schedule was at 2:30 p.m. or even 4 in the afternoon. This is normal for Trump. It's not normal for any other president. We compared other periods when Trump's schedule was available, like last October, to Obama's schedule on October 16. Trump didn't even start his day in the Oval Office until after 11:30 a.m. on average. That's over an hour after Obama's average start time, around 10:15. Not a lot of stamina. But another way to put this data simply is Trump only made it into the Oval Office by 11 a.m. less than once a week, 18% of the time, while Obama was in by 11 a.m. most of the time, 72%. Or you can forget other presidents and compare Trump's workday to, like, everybody else. Because while the federal government and Congress and Wall Street and most employed people have been at work for about 2.5 hours, coming in at 9, Trump is just getting started. Most Americans work longer hours than this low energy president. So if you're watching this and you have a day job, the odds are you work longer hours than the president. And we checked, and Trump kept up this summer Friday schedule, not only during the shutdown, but also during October as America was rocked by those assassination bombing attempts.
Explosive devices sent to a number of Democratic leaders and public servants who've been critical of President Trump.
There are people that are very angry at these people because of what President Trump has said.
This has been a rough day for the democracy, rough day for American politics.
We need to track down this bomber because it's more than just the envelopes.
While that was going down, Trump never had anything on his schedule before 11 a.m. all week. One day, he didn't start until 1 p.m. So that's all about how Trump shows up late. Then there's what he does once he's in the office. The answer is, often, absolutely nothing. Trump will block out time to watch TV and hang. This is known as executive time. Like one of those days during the October bomb scare, Trump had, quote, 9 hours of executive time. This involves unstructured time Trump spends tweeting, phoning friends, watching TV. This is basically Trump's version of Netflix and chill. Except he does it alone and prefers cable news to Stranger Things or reruns of The Office. Now, Trump aides say even though he may be at home or in the office during executive time, it involves